up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Laguna Beach police closed off Coast Highway in both directions for nearly 4 hours Saturday night between Bluebird Canyon Drive and Mountain Street to investigate an accident. A southbound vehicle struck two pedestrians crossing the highway at Calliope and a crosswalk without flashing lights around 7. The highway remained closed until 11 p.m. With this latest incident, Laguna this year has seen 29 pedestrians injured in collisions with cars, including two fatalities of people on foot and a third on a bicycle. That figure is nearly 50% higher than in 2012, when an online of traffic safety ranking awarded Laguna a dubious distinction, becoming the most dangerous of the state's small cities for people on foot. Sergeant Tony White says the two injured women suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were transported for treatment to Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo. He says alcohol did not seem to be a factor in the collision, but no cause has yet to be established. He says the motorists involved in the accident cooperated with the investigation. A historic building consultant presents a recent field survey of Laguna Beach homes identified on a 1982 historic resources inventory at a Heritage Committee meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in City Hall. The survey, which was posted online last week, shows that at least 86 buildings had a rating in the 1982 inventory have lost their historic designation. Mozambique Restaurant hosts a fundraising benefit tonight for Shanti OC, which provides services to people living with HIV and AIDS. This year's 5 to 8 p.m. event goes beyond the dazzling wreaths that Shanti has auctioned off in years past. They have a free concert following at 8 p.m. School Board Clerk Ketta Brown is to be sworn in Tuesday as president of the school board, and newly elected members Jan Normandin and Dee Perry also take the oath of office. Elected school officials consider proposed curriculum changes in dance and ceramics, as well as a $30,000 job for structural engineering services to repair a wall near the tennis courts. Nearly every seat was filled on Saturday for Laguna Playhouse's holiday show, the purposely non-extravagant Striking 12. Four musicians serve as the show's cast on a simple set that relies on its audience's imagination. The clever plot draws on the sobering Christmas story of the Little Match Girl, but adds a contemporary upbeat twist. Gift buyers flocked to the high school's Winterfest pop-up holiday boutique that filled the gym with local vendors on Saturday. The elementary school choruses and high school jazz band provided the soundtrack. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.